Resource District Board Meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is posted, and the meeting procedure. A copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted in the back of the meeting room. Prior to turning to today's agenda, I would like to announce the procedures that will be used. With respect to each agenda item, directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report, their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the items and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Adams.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Hubbard.
Here.
Irvin.
Here.
Storm.
Here.
Teazer. Thompson.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here. We have excused absence for Director Teazer. Adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Adams.
Here, yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Item five, adoption of the consent agenda. We have a motion.
So moved. Second.
And a second. Roll call, please.
Jim.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. I have heard proofs of publication of the meeting. Aegis reports, Natural Resource Conservation is Kirsten here.
Yep.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Kristen Schleter. I'm the District Conservationist with NRCS, based out of the Blair Field Office. And I know some of your directors are new, so basically my position is with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and then I supervise the NRCS employees in Blair, Tecama, Walt Hill, and then also Dakota City. So as far as staffing updates, Dan Gaskell, previously with the NRD, started as our new contract technician this week in Blair. We've had quite a few trainings over the past month in January. January 14th through the 16th, we had training for NRCS technicians and engineering staff in Lincoln. Staff also attended nutrient management training, pest management training, and we had some NRD staff attend the engineering field tools training in Lincoln, which is the design tool that we use to design our terraces, basins, grass waterways, that kind of thing. I was also in Lincoln for the NARD annual legislative conference, and then we also had our kind of joint DC meetings and supervisor training at that time. Probably the biggest thing that we have going on right now is we have our local working group scheduled for next week. It is Wednesday. At the Blair Field Office, February 19th from 9 a.m. to noon. And so basically what the local working group is, it's open to the public, and it's an opportunity for people to provide or add to the discussion as far as what our priority resource concerns in the NRD are, and just have discussion about our current conservation programs and the way we're structured, effectively addressing those resource concerns. So I would invite any of you to attend. Again, it's open to the public this coming February 19th in Blair from 9 to noon. As far as on the agenda for the local working group, we do have Terry Schumacher will be providing the Papio NRD update. We'll have folks from Farm Service Agency, Pheasants Forever, Game and Parks, and NRCS State Soil staff just to provide updates. And then we'll just kind of go over what our top five priority resource concerns with our NRD are, just kind of go over our current practices, payment rates, and our ranking pools, and just try to determine our big picture goals being met, or could we make changes? So you all are welcome to attend. As far as programs-wise, we continue always to accept EQIP and CSP applications on a continuous basis, and our most recent application cutoff was last November 15th, which is we are currently just sort of assessing and ranking those applications that we received by that time. For those of you familiar with the Inflation Reduction Act, or we called it IRA, we did have quite a few contracts with IRA funds, and right now they're just on pause. Program deadlines that we're currently working to meet, February 28th, we have our EQIP Classic application ranking deadline, April 4th and 18th for CSP ranking deadlines. So our staff just continue to be busy with EQIP and CSP, certifying and paying on practices that have been completed, and just kind of doing a lot of contract maintenance at this time with existing contract holders. As far as CRP, staff remain busy with status reviews and providing producers with mid-contract management job sheets. So that's all I have, and I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Thank
all
you.
Right, thank you.
Have a good week. Item B will be held off until next month when Tim's prepared. So the legislative report is next.
Thank you. Tim Gay with Catalyst Public Affairs. Thanks to be glad to be with you again. Just left the legislature and things are rolling along great. Some of this might be a little repetitive from last time, but I just wanted to kind of get with her. But anyway, we're in a long session. Today is day 26 of this 90-day session, so that's 28% of the way through, which is great. I wanted to say two important dates here that are really going to narrow things down are the 14th and the 17th. So the Senator Committee priority designations and the Speaker priorities will give us, each senator, you know, gets a priority, and each committee gets two priorities. So 49 senators, 14 committees, so you got, and then you got 25 speaker priorities. So my math, that adds up to 102 bills. 102 bills out of 715 is only about 14% of the bills will get a priority. So that's a big, big benefit in my mind, because now we know kind of what we're following. The things we watch out for, big amendments onto a bill, though, too, so it's not like you just can, oh, we got nothing on the agenda, nothing's going to happen. But anyway, those are super important things that we all watch. I talked about the legislature, the different legislators and new legislators coming in. I just wanted to talk to you. It's like, you know, how are they going to meld together? But just so you know, I think there's some really nice, great senators down there doing a lot of good things. I know a lot of you got to meet some of the new ones at the NARD conference, the legislative conference, and I thought there was a nice turnout at the dinner. That was really good, considering, you know, it's a late dinner. A lot of them have to get back to Omaha or wherever they're going to go. So, and I appreciate your time, too, to do that. I think that's important. But anyway, what I wanted to say, some of the things that are happening now, the bills that you see on the floor are kind of like, I'd say they could be consent agenda items, quite honestly. They're cleanup bills, they're passing 43-0, 47-0. There's just not a lot of debate going on, so there's no real tenseness. There is a bill right now, I guess, going on about Uber, whether they're gonna make them, you know, independent contractors or whatever. So you get a little bit of that, but more and more, nothing substantial is coming up until we get to those more bills being heard and more bills kicked out of the committee. So that's just another, I think I handed that out last month, but you can see we're talking clear to June 9th. Because of that March 14th deadline and the 17th, I probably will not be here in person. I'll give you a written report. That's a super busy week as far as trying to get your bills prioritized or not prioritized. So that's going on. One of the new committee members, I talked about that, the makeup of them. You kind of put a face with a name. I know you met with a couple. Senator Juarez came to the dinner, I know. Four brand new ones. They're not new senators. Senator Raybould was put on the committee. Senator Juarez is newly elected. Senator Conrad's been in legislature 8 years and then came back. She's been on appropriations and education and other things, but she got put on the Natural Resources Committee. And then Senator Stan Klaus is former mayor of Kearney, worked at NPPD for a long, long time, a very sharp guy. And then the other four, Senator Brandt now is the chairman. So Senator Bosselman was the chairman for 4 or 6 years, probably. So that's a big change. Senator Brandt will do a great job. He's on the committee. Same with Decay, Hughes, and Mike Moser's a former mayor, too, been around a long time. So good makeup of senators. That's primarily the committee, seems like, you know, we're going to work with most of the time. So that's why I kind of wanted to point that out to you a little bit. Some of the legislation we're looking at is these, I don't think will go anywhere, just so you know, but they're super important and they've been supported by the NARD as well. But it'd be nice if they could take over political, reimburse political subdivisions. Since you have taxing authority and you stay within it, it's probably not the biggest thing to you. This won't go anywhere. But the fact that they're even talking about this is kind of interesting, because many times the budgets, you know, they want to cut your budget, do whatever, cut your taxing authority, do whatever. But if they saw some of those budgets coming their way, that would be very, very expensive. So I'm pretty sure once they see fiscal notes attached to some of these things, they won't do LR 18, what that is Legislative Resolution 18, constitutional amendment. So voters would have to vote on these things. The other one, Dungan, this sounds really good, LR 22CA, but there's no way that's probably going to get out of a Republican-based legislature at this point. It's just it's kind of a statement, but I don't think that will happen here. LB 59 is this regular bill that was on select file today. It's through, it allows you basically ACH payments and some more efficiency for you guys to be able to handle your payments. That will pass easily. That's one of those 43-0, no big deal, let's move it on. This one is, I know Director Teaser is not here today. LB 145 is in his heart, I know. I think he's on the Vegetation Management Task Force. But Senator Ibaugh wants to get some more money in there. And that hearing went very, very well. Just so you know, you testified in favor of it. It was the day you were having your conference. 71 proponents, no opponents. So I think it went well. It's a matter of will they find money in the budget. But she's a good, determined senator. I think she will. With that kind of support, you know, I think we're looking good. 261 is the budget bill. And the reason why we follow the budget bill is because, you know, there's so many water subcontracts. You know, you've got the Water Sustainability Fund in there, the Resources Development Fund, Critical Infrastructure Fund, on and on and on. So that will be in that budget. The governor's budget will be coming out maybe tomorrow, maybe early next week. Senator Clements has been sick, so they're probably holding off on that. I think he has a flu or something, but they're holding off on that. But the governor puts in his budget what he wants cut. The Appropriations Committee looks at it and says, let's change this. No way we're going to get this, whatever. What I'm hearing, I haven't seen the preliminary budget yet that they're going to send out to start, is that the governor's getting a lot of what he wants on the cuts. So those nine members, there's six Republicans, three Democrats, and I hate to talk about that in a unicameral legislature, but let's, you know, we're all adults here. This is the way it is. There's different philosophical things going on down there. But that is going to be kind of interesting to see how that all turns out. You'll get a chance to come in on any of those budgets when the Department of Natural Resources, whoever comes in, and you can, anybody can talk on those. So Dean will be watching those, John watches those. Any big cuts to, you know, those are things we're gonna watch out for, so we will know. 317, I just left that one. Of course, NARD is opposing that. They just had the hearing on that when I left, and I heard the rest driving down here. Nobody is in favor of it. The governor was. The governor was, the new director that he's appointing, and the fiscal agent for the governor were the proponents. There were 70-some opponents, 20-some opponents came and opposed it in person, and the rest were all testimony to go against it. The main theme was, and when I say who opposed it, was the NARD, the Farm Bureau, the irrigators, the league municipalities, you name it, they were opposing it. So it did not go good for that. The main problem was, why? Why are we doing this? Where's the real savings? Because they didn't show any savings on the fiscal note. The governor said, out of respect for employees, we don't want to, you know, list 50 employees. But during that testimony, it was like, well, you're still trying to hire employees, not only get rid of them, but you can't even get people hired. So the big part was, you know, you've got enough to do, and now the director's going to go and try to be managing a bigger thing where he should be focusing on the Perkins Canal and certain water issues. That was what a lot of people were saying. It's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we'll see what happens. That's a, I thought just a lot of the members on that committee were asking pretty good questions, and at some point you gotta say, why are we doing this? But governors will push what they wanna do, and we'll see if that gets out of committee. There could be a good chance that thing could pass just because people will want to support the governor's initiatives. So this one, a couple others, just so you know, when you have, I don't think you had in a couple of years, you've had to go to the public hearings on your budget because you always stay within the budget. You're not really into that, but other people on they have to go under Property Tax Request Act. John, you're not in there now, but who knows if they tweak it. That's why we're watching it. So that's basically, if you're going to raise your budget, you have to go to these county meetings and tell the public you're going to raise the budgets. Most elected officials don't love that, but it is what it is. LB 433 is a bill that Mike McDonald introduced last year. Can somebody just come and sit under a bridge and start camping out or on your property, whatever? That hasn't had a hearing yet. It's a little bit different than last year's bill because it talks about more private property, not so much public. So I'll let the lawyers decipher that one. The Dover bill, this is one we thought was interesting to follow just because building a trail, how are you going to pay? Who's going to pay? He must have an issue up in Norfolk is what it sounds like. So we're just watching that. And then Nitrogen Reduction Incentive Act is to add more money to that program. They want to add more money to it. It's a kind of like a starter program that, what would you call it? Just kind of a new program she's trying to get off of it. It's going really well, sounds like, so they want to put more money in it. And it's how to reduce nitrogen. Today's topic, too, back to LB 317. Was a ton of nitrogen talk. The governor and others, and Senator Brandt, who introduced that for the governor, were talking about we got to do something, be proactive on our water and take care of the nitrogen problem and this and that. But many of the people, that's what I was saying, they're like, the NRD has actually got great reception from both the committee members and the testifiers. We're already doing a great job, you all are, around the country. So what are we doing here? So, but a lot of that focused on a proactive approach to how we're gonna use our water, how we're gonna do the nitrogen, some of those things. I don't know, that's his point of view of what he wants to do. Then I wanted to close with, it's always hard to stay up with the legislators because there are new ones all the time. So we kind of just broke these down so you can see how many people we're trying to track down. John does a great job. And I know you guys run into people all the time, but how many different senators? This is just the first few districts, but you can see some of them like Spivey and Kavanaugh, Frederickson, and I think John Kavanaugh have multiple jurisdictions. So you may have one or two senators in your district, but when you see them, this is what we'd like to do. If you ever want, you know, now maybe not be the best time ever, but to go out with John and I and just say, hey, let's go talk and talk up the NRD and what you're doing that's different than the other NRDs. That's always helpful because some of the new ones, they may not know that. You know, they may not have had experience with an NRD at any time. So it's kind of good to know that, you know, about the flood programs and just the different things you do. So anyway, just wrapping up with that, we got a lot of good senators that we need to reach out to. Most have been very supportive along the way, like I say. So we haven't had a problem. It's always been pretty good because of the consistent, call it dripping on them, but kind of reminding them and meeting with them and going to lunch. So a lot of things going on. We're going to continue to watch, like I say, those bills and others that pop up that we weren't expecting. And like I say, we'll be back and kind of, it'd be much more narrowed down. The budget too. So on the budget and the taxes, so right now there's no tax bill that's out there to lower taxes, raise taxes, property, whatever. What they're doing on that is the state's $432 million, as we told you, in the hole right now. They gotta wait till these forecasts come in to say, are we still in the hole? Are we deeper in the hole? Are we less in the hole? Where are we at? So they gotta get the budget done first before they could ever think about taxes. And not just lowering taxes, you know, they may do other things. So they're sweeping all these cash funds to build up their budget. So I don't think we can read a lot about taxes in the state of Nebraska until way late, if at all. I have not heard the word property tax relief at all yet this year. So it's been the ongoing theme for the last 10 years. Went ahead, excess money to cut, but now I think there's just not a lot to cut. They've cut a lot of fat down there, and the governor's still trying to find that, don't get me wrong, but until you still got to pay your bills too, so at some point you can't cut forever. So we will see if there's a big tax, you know. The thing we watch out for that a couple of years ago, it's just last year actually, you know, that we'll take over, we'll pay for all the NRD's expenses around the state, like they did with the schools, the community colleges. First thing that happened this year, cut by $4.5 million, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's ongoing, and some other cuts on what they can and can't do. So the independence of having your own taxing authority is super important, especially in a large district like this where you got a lot of things going on, well, for all districts, but for a large one like this, that's super important that you have that flexibility, and you've managed it very well. So anyway, sorry to be a little long today. Got things, a lot of things I wanted to kind of cover. And any questions, happy to answer.
I heard on the news Jesse Bradley was appointed
chairperson
of the committee that might be formed, or is it actually happening?
I don't know how that's going to work. They were all congratulating him. I don't know. And quite honestly, Director Thompson, I think he must be a pretty good guy. You all like working with him. But they were all said good things. Everyone said good things about him, that we really, if we trust anything, we trust that guy would do a good job. But we don't want to lose him because he's doing such a good job on this other thing. We don't want to divert his time. So that was a big issue. But, yeah, I don't know how that works. You know, if they pass the bill, then he's got it all, or maybe he still has it all anyway. And just, so I don't know. I don't know. Usually they, like I say, they're putting the cart before the horse here.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Okay. No, we've met him. He's been around quite a while. He's a good guy.
12 years are there, apparently.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he does a great job.
Tim, what are those budget forecasts expected out?
There'll be two. One should be the end of this month and another one in April. So when those come out, that'll be pretty important to see what they do. That whole thing, you know, I don't know how they even, I've been to a couple of those meetings and they kind of, here's what we think. So then I've heard other people, they don't even, Senator Linehan was saying, well, we don't even need to follow it last year. So it is what it is. So, but yeah, so we'll have two of those before. So they're not out of the woods until April, actually. So, and I don't know, I'm no expert on the farm economy, but you know, I heard that wasn't so great this year, maybe. So, anyway. All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tim.
Appreciate it.
Moving on to item 9, subcommittee reports.
Mr. Chairman, Tim Fowler is supposed to be.
We postponed that till next month.
When Tim's on item B?
He's not ready yet.
It's next month.
Presentation.
Okay. Programs, PPO Subcommittee Report, Director Fred Conley.
Yes, Agenda 9, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee. Be it resolved that the minutes of the February 11th, 2025 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, Eastern Nebraska Water Resources Assessment Presentation. This was a presentation. No action was taken by the subcommittee. 9A2, Cooperative Agreement with the UNL Conservation and Survey Division. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed cooperative agreement with UNL Conservation and Survey Division, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment on this? Directors? Roll call, please.
Conley.
Aye.
Jacobson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Cameron.
Yes.
9A3, Beltline Trial Phase 4 Construction Bids. No action was taken by the subcommittee. 9A4, Contract Amendment 5 with Earhart Griffin and Associates for Beltline Trail. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment number 5 in the professional service agreement between the district and Earhart Griffin and Associates for the Beltline Trail project for the maximum amount of $46,780. Bringing the total maximum not to exceed contract amount to $905,914.54. Subject to change deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors? Roll call, please.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item number 9A5, Contract Amendment 2 with Bellsburg, Holt, and Sorensen to Girard Trail. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment number 2 to the professional service agreement between the district and Bellsburg, Holt. Maximum $33,528. Next one is $33,528. Changes subject to deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors? Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item number 9A6, Water Sustainability Fund Grant Applications. A, Dam Site 12 Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute and submit a Water Sustainability Fund application for Papio Dam Site 12 Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment? Directors? Roll call.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
6B, Lower Platte River Weed Management. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute and submit a Water Sustainability Fund application on behalf of the Lower Platte Weed Management Association, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors? Roll call, please.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
6C, Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership, Springfield Creek. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute and submit a water sustainability fund application in the amount of 60% of eligible project costs for the Springfield Creek Bank Stabilization Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
6D, Silver Creek 35A. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute and submit a water sustainability fund application for 60% of the eligible project costs for the Silver Creek Watershed Site 35A project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Number seven, dam site naming resolutions. 7A, West Papillion Basin Number One, Marlin Peterman Recreation Area. Recommendation that per district policy 16.7, district property donation recognition and naming of NRD reservoirs, recreation area, and other property. The naming of the West Papillion Basin Number One to the Marlin Peterman Recreation Area be held over until the March 13, 2025 meeting to allow for board directors' review and public comment and input, and I so move.
We have public comment this evening. Anyone from the public wish to address this item? Okay.
7B, West.
We got a vote. What, Jim has?
Are we gonna take these one at a time, so directors can comment? I forgot to ask Bill if we could have a map, but since I didn't do that ahead of time, where these dam sites are, we'll just have to work through it, but, yeah, again, I want to reiterate what I said on Tuesday. What an honor to recognize Marlin Peterman and his work with the state of Nebraska, our particular district, and the work he did for natural resources. So I, say right now.
So.
That's it.
Okay. Okay.
That item will be tabled till next month.
Yeah, we have to vote on the table.
We have to vote affirmatively.
The table, the table.
Vote to table or not?
No, the resolution.
Stay, okay. Okay. Okay, so we don't need to vote, okay.
7B, West Papillion Basin Number Two, Sergeant Matt Bear. Recommendation that per district policy 16.7, district property donation recognition and naming of NRD reservoirs, recreation areas, and other property, that the naming of the West Papillion Basin Number Two to Sergeant Matt Bear recreation be held over until the March 13, 2025 meeting to allow for board of directors' review and public comment and input.
Anyone from the public wish to address this item? Directors?
Hey, I'd like to address the item on Sergeant Matt Bear, and it was one that I had forwarded and recommended for a few reasons. I mean, certainly as I'm a veteran of the United States Army, I've seen that Sergeant Matt Bear was the first Native American to receive a Congressional Medal of Honor. And part of that that sits with me was the listen to that director over there, but anyways, Congressional Medal of Honor, and he attained that Congressional Medal of Honor. It was awarded that August 24th, 1869. And the Native Americans weren't granted citizenship until 1924. And I've taught Native American studies few times, but was raised by Oglala Lakota personally, but one of the things that it comes to my mind, and I remember, Ev is also, and we all wear many hats and sit on boards, councils, committees, and clubs and everything, and I had been a commander of a local veterans post for 8 years, and I remember while I was at that command that there was going back and forth in Congress, someone was going to be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, but then somebody in Congress was holding it up because that person wasn't a citizen of the United States, even though they were serving meritoriously in the United States military. And this is in the, you know, the 2000s. And to me, Sergeant Madbear was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor in 1869, and he wasn't considered a citizen. So Sergeant Madbear set the precedent that you need not be a citizen of the United States if you do meritorious service that merits the Congressional Medal of Honor. And I just wanted to point that out, and really appreciate and hope that, you know, for the next 30 days that we get some good testimony on these, this lake and the next ones coming up. Thank you.
Thank you.
7C, West Papillion Basin Number 4, Tarsha Recreation Area. Recommendation that per District Policy 16.7 District Property. District recognition and naming of NRD reservations, recreation areas, and other property, that the naming of the West Papillion Basin Number 4 be held over until March 13, 2025 meeting to allow for board directors review and public comment and input.
Anyone from the public wish to address this? Directors? Okay, for him.
7D, Dam Site 19, Dr. Susan LePless Picot Recreation Area. Recommendation that per District Policy 16.7 District Property, District Recognition and Naming of NRD Reservations, Recreation Areas, and Other Property, that the naming of Dam Site 19 to the Dr. Susan LePless Picot Recreation be held over until the March 13, 2025 meeting to allow for Board of Directors review and public comment and input. And that completes my report.
Anyone from the public wish to address this? Please come to the microphone, identify yourself, your address.
My name is John Papan, member of the Omaha Tribe, resident here in Omaha, Nebraska. I wanted to say that I do think this is a great honor that this naming, Dr. Susan Picot LePless, was the first Native American lady doctor in the history of the United States. And this recognition definitely means a lot to the Omaha people, and due recognition for her great accomplishments. And I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Please state your name and address.
Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Rudy Mitchell. I'm an elder of the Omaha Tribe. I live in the city of Omaha. I want to thank you for letting me come here today to consider Dr. Susan Picot to be named after one of the dam sites here in Omaha. Her legacy today still is part of our tradition, even right in my own family. I have a sister who has three daughters who are MDs. And two of the sisters have daughters who are MDs, so there's five medical doctors in our family. But she has left a legacy just to be carried on today. And thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I was reminded that even though our policy contemplates deferring the vote to the next month, we should still do a motion to table formally. So. What I would recommend is somebody just make a motion for Resolution 7A to be tabled till the March 2025 meeting, second vote, then 7B, 7C, and 7D.
Each individually?
Yes, please. Yep.
So, any other public comment before we? Please.
Good evening. My name's Mihu Stable. I live in Omaha, Hanscom Park area. I'm from Walt Hill, Nebraska, and I'm an Omaha tribal member as well. I was actually fortunate to grow up in Dr. Susan LaFleche-Picotte's house. My mom has lived there for the past 30 years. So for my almost, well, not my entire life, but most of my life, I've had a real deep connection to her. And she is not only, she's the first Native American doctor, not just lady, not just female. Man, there's just so many things I could say about her, but I just want to thank you for honoring her in this way. She really believed about how the outdoors could heal you and the plants and all those things. And so having a recreation center is just a real great thing for her. So that's all I got.
Right, you actually lived in her house or your parents?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, my mom still lives there.
Cool.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, I guess we're going to need some motions.
Can we just do it in one motion?
Yeah, I don't understand what
I'm saying. Can I say A through D?
Yeah.
I recommend doing them separately.
Well, do them separately?
Paid by the hour. Mm-hmm. He's paid by the
hour. Okay. Yeah, if you just want to do subcommittee recommendation, we don't need a second, and the board can vote and do a roll call.
So just recommend A and then.
So move.
Second. On A.
On A.
Yep, A first.
And then A first.
There's no discussion. Roll call, please.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Bergen.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
German.
Yes.
The same motion for B.
7B. Correct.
Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Furman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
German.
Yes.
Same motion for 7C.
Roll call, please.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Furman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Same motion for 7D.
Roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Urban.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
And Chairman.
Yes.
That completes my report.
Thank you. Now we'll move on to the FELS subcommittee report. Director Larry Bradley.
Chairman.
You want to fill it?
No. Be it resolved that the minutes of the February 11th, 2025 meeting of the Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item number one, Elkhorn River Improvement Project Area Assessment. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted for the Elkhorn River Bank Stabilization Improvement Project Annual Operation and Assessment. And it's a good long paragraph here. Or
you can just refer to it on the board, Larry.
Okay, refer to it on the board, please. And I so move.
Any public comment? Directors, roll call, please.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Is he weeds that up?
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
Item number two, Mopac Trail OPPD easements. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute purchase agreements with the Omaha Public Power District for easements covering 5 parcels of land along the Mopac Trail for a total amount of $131,220. I got that. Subject to changes deemed necessary by general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors? Yes, director.
Although that as an employee of OPPD and out of an abundance of caution, I will abstain from this vote.
Thank you. Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Hubbard. Yes. Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Rutherley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. That concludes your report, I believe.
Yeah, concludes my.
And we'll move on to the treasurer's report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through I, all-inclusive, and that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes, and I so move.
Second.
Anyone wish to comment? Roll call, please.
Irvin.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Rutherley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. The the chairman's report, item 11, the NARD Washington DC meeting is March 30th to April 2nd of 2025. Anyone interested, please get a hold of me and we'll see if we can accommodate that. And now the general manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. The education team recently purchased a new river sand model tool, and that helps students get hands-on experience on erosion, deposition, drainage, and stream processes. That's what I'll hopefully inspire some students to get interested in the natural resource management field. Personnel miscellaneous items, no items to report. A report on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal property is attached for your review, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel through January 31st. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report, they did not meet in January. Their next scheduled meeting is February 27th. The Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership report, they did not meet as well in January. Their next scheduled meeting is February 14th, tomorrow. So. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. So that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Informational item is a few future meetings. March 11th, the PEPIO NRD subcommittee meetings at 4 p.m. here. March 13th is the director's meeting. March 30th through April 2nd is the NARD Washington, D.C. meeting. Next meeting is scheduled for March 13th at here at the NRC. We are adjourned. Thank you.